702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Aki Anastasio. I haven't spoken to you in forever. You were traveling the one time and then it was two holidays back to back. I haven't seen you in a long time. You look mature.
We were here last week, Thomas, with the Naked Scientist, remember?
I mean,
It was last week.
I mean, Technobite, here.
Oh, yeah, face to face.
Speaking technology.
Yes. Yeah? No, listen, you're right. There have been quite a few holidays in Iran, but it's lovely to see you. Lovely to be with you again. It's been a very interesting week. There's so many things happening in the world right now. And last week, if you missed it, Elon Musk announced the Tesla 3,
that.
The Model 3. You know, it's such a significant
thing.
Was it
very big? I mean, for a layperson like myself, I just saw stuff on social media and the world just going gaga. Is this huge? How huge is it and why?
This is huge. It is absolutely massive. But I'm going to play you a clip of him announcing what we're talking about, and then we'll put it into perspective. Play this, Thomas.
Model 3 is going to be an incredibly safe car. We really believe at Tesla that safety has to come first. We care about you. We want you to be safe. We want your friends and family to be safe. This is paramount. The Model 3 will not just be five-star on average, it'll be five-star in every category. Even the base Model 3 will do 0 to 60 miles an hour or 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in less than 6 seconds. The range will be at least an EPA rating of 215 miles. I want to emphasize these are minimum numbers. We hope to exceed them. It will also, all Model 3s will come standard with autopilot hardware. And all the autopilot safety features will be present in every car. You won't need to buy an option. The autopilot safety features will always be there. Why are we doing this? Why does Tesla exist? Why are we making electric cars? Why does it matter? It's because it's very important to accelerate the transition to sustainable transport. It really, really, really is. This is really important for the future of the world. We have record high CO2 levels.
Okay.
So what
Speak
he launched,
English, just break
so,
it down
so what
English.
He launched is an electric car. So Tesla have already had a car in the market. They've had a few model of cars, and these cars are electric cars. So it's like imagine a car being a cell phone. You plug it into a charger and it drives. You've got X amount of time to drive. And this current car that is in the market at the moment from Tesla is quite expensive because it costs in the region of $75,000, right? What this one does is really brought down the price of electric cars to $35,000 is what the Tesla 3 is going to cost. And he hasn't skimped too much on any of the extras because this car is truly magnificent.
$35,000.
$35,000.
Yeah,
but
a lot of money, hey?
Well, you know what? Take into account, you know, what's in the market at the moment and the quality of the car that you're getting with everything that's included in the car. What's impressive about this car is that it's got a range of 240 miles, as he said, which is around about 400 kilometers, about 386, 400 kilometers,
that
which
what,
is
the
quite
maximum
significant.
Speed, the
before you charge it. You charge it, and then you can drive for that amount of kilometers before you have to charge it again.
Oh, okay.
The problem with electric cars is that there aren't enough electric chargers around the world. In America, there are lots. You know, wherever you go into a car park, into a shopping center.
You find those in some areas of London as well.
Exactly. London, Amsterdam, and they're coming here. I mean, some of the law firms, like Weber Wenzel in Sandton, they've got parking bays inside their parking that you can plug in an electric car. So what I'm saying is electric cars are now going mainstream. By the middle of the next decade, they're predicting that more electric cars will be sold than fuel-driven cars. So we're certainly moving towards that because it's more sustainable from the environment point of view. Now, why this one is so significant? And Elon Musk has become this superstar around the world.
Yeah.
You know, we don't realize how massive he is in places. Like, if you watch this press conference and you look at the way he was talking and how people look at this guy, he reminds me of Iron Man in the Marvel comics. But here's the important thing. Since the announcement he made last week, they have got, and bearing in mind the car's only going to go on sale and only going to be rolling out the production line next year, 2017.
Okay.
They've sold 276,000 cars already.
Mm-hmm.
Before the car's even been made.
Launched. Oh, it's made. It's never mind.
276,000 cars have been ordered of this Tesla Model 3.
Do you know what it would look like as well?
No, the pictures are out there. It looks absolutely magnificent. In fact, many people are saying that the car looks more, it looks more beautiful than the previous model. So it's certainly a very, very exciting journey that we're going through with electric cars in the world. And I know, you know, manufacturers like BMW, they've been doing quite a few. I mean, every single manufacturer that I know is working on some kind of an electric car right now. And it's very, very exciting. The issue is, and a lot of people are debating this, is whether we will have enough electricity to provide electricity to all these electric cars charging, you know, and will there be enough capacity? Will there be enough chargers? These are the questions that we asked, but we are going to adapt. And there's no doubt in my mind, the trajectory that we're heading towards with the electric cars is there's no turning back. And this is where the future is. We are going to have these electric cars. We need to start getting used to it. And in our lifetime, your next car is probably going to be, well, not your next one. She's got another three models to go because she's got this. What is she driving at the moment, Thomas? I know. After the Ferrari. After the Ferrari.
Do not.
After the Ferrari, it's going to be an electric car. Anyway, so that's Elon Musk.
I don't even know what a Ferrari looks like.
I'll take you on a ride in mine after the show. So what else is happening?
Hold on. There's a question here from a listener. I want to know, how long will the battery last on the cars and what will the cost be to replace the batteries in the new Tesla cars? I think you've answered the first part of it.
Yeah, we don't know yet. But what they're doing is they're manufacturing their own batteries. But, you know, it's like any consumable. The batteries, I'm sure, are going to last for about 10 years, I predict, on that kind of car. And, yeah, sure, when you change electric cars when you change the batteries in the electric cars, they're expensive, but the prices are going to come down. They're building their own factory to manufacture batteries. Batteries are going to go mainstream. The prices are going to drop. Oh, and what I forgot to say is that this car is going to be on sale in South Africa as well. So it's coming to South Africa as well. So it's like a global launch.
Are you going
to
get a test drive?
I'm going to be one of the first people in line to buy one. Never mind a test drive. I'll be there because I love this car and I just love the previous ones. So So that's the electric car. I've also been playing with the LG G5, which is LG's latest flagship device. It goes on sale, I think, in the next week or so. And it's their new flagship device, and it's quite an interesting design because they've opted for an all-metal design. And it's got this unique modular design that you can actually remove battery. So most of the phones that are coming out today, really, you can't change the battery. You know, if your battery goes flat, you've got to charge it in the middle of the day because the battery's kind of built into the device. And it can get frustrating if you're not near electricity or if you don't have one of those backup batteries. How many people do you see walking around with a battery and plugged into the phone and they're talking? It's like the most frustrating thing. We've advanced so much with these phones, but yet the batteries let us down. But anyway, this one's got a removable battery, so it's got like a slot. It almost like slots in like a cartridge in a printer. It's also got a fingerprint reader, which is pretty accurate. It's got a wide-angle camera lens. So when you take pictures and you want to fit in more people in the picture, the camera angle is pretty wide, so it allows you to fit in more a wider perspective of the actual picture you're taking. So you don't, it's not like a fisheye lens, but it's got a wider perspective, which is quite cool. Because sometimes you don't have to tell people, I just want you to move back because I can't get you in the picture. So this one is no problem. It's got a wide one. And the battery's pretty decent. It's their flagship device. It's got a beautiful screen, the all-metal design. It is quite light, I must be honest. And playing with it, it did feel a little bit light in my hands. But I suppose you get used to it. They design it for that so it doesn't feel heavy when you hold it up against your head. So that's quite an interesting one. It'll go on sale next week along with the other ones that are on sale at the moment, which is the Samsung Galaxy S7 or the S7 Edge, which are alternatives to buy with the LG G5.
All right. So that's that, isn't it?
Are you kicking me out now?
You need to shave.
I don't. Sponsored. I'm sponsored by Gillette. No.
Is there anything else on your lineup?
I'm not going to shave until we resolve the whole situation with the president in the country. Which means I'm going to look like ZZ Top with those guys with the long beards.
Well, the problem with your stance, Akine, is that the president, you're saying resolve the issue with the president. Which issue are you referring to?
I mean, everything that you've been talking about for the last 2 hours.
Listen. Because for the last 2 hours, we've only spoken about Nkandla. Yes. Do you agree?
Yes.
But then, have we forgotten that there's that spy tape issue as well? So we still are waiting judgment on the spy tape case. And if it goes against him, then what do we do? So there's another issue that's going to come. So are you sure you want to wait?
Okay, no, listen,
you take that back. Eh?
Yeah, no. I think that there's going to be so much to talk about in the next few weeks. So if this is the case, then my beard will get to the floor by the time we finish all this.
Exactly. See what a good friend I am.
I'm going to shave then.
Please do. Oh, there'll always be issues with the president.
Love you lots.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.